well again. I don't know how many of you were here when I had the privilege of singing while Herb played his beautiful guitar, because when I introduced him then, I said a few things about him, but the one thing I wanted to say, I forgot to say, so I can say it now, is that this is his second time officially, but yesterday was like his first time playing up front at camp meeting. He's played at church before, but he's never played up front at camp meeting, and he plays beautifully. And so I think that you'll agree with me that we'd love to hear more of him in the future. And for those of you who weren't there when I told the story, I'll quickly recap that he approached me and asked if we could just kind of doodle on some music because he had some arrangements and if we could just play and sing together. So I said, sure. And then I just got the idea, like, do you want to sing with me tomorrow night? And he said, yes. And then later that morning, somebody needed me to sub for them because they weren't feeling well. So I said, yeah, and I mentioned the name of a song. And then he said, oh, I have an arrangement for that. So we sang together yesterday morning. We sat down again and played through something again. And I really enjoy making music with him. And just to kind of remind everybody, you live, it's interesting. He goes to a church in West Virginia, but you live in?
Pennsylvania.
And I'm sort of holding the mic because I don't think it's not his favorite thing to hold a mic. But is there anything that you'd like to tell us?
We have a great church. It's been really an encouragement to us. And everyone is like family. It's a Berkeley Springs church Berkeley Springs Church in Berkeley Springs. But we, excuse me, we actually live in Pennsylvania. So we thought we'd get one foot in the door by coming to Berkeley Springs.
Yeah, there we go. And you know, just like we just kind of went with the flow of the ideas and then now here we are. It's like that with other people. You know, if you get an idea, go with it right then. Don't say, oh, that's a good idea for later and then just talk it away. Go with it right then. Same thing that like when somebody has a prayer request and you say, I'll pray for you, pray with them right then. Look, what you never know what can come of it. So this hymn that we're going to sing for you tonight is number 114 if you want to follow along silently or sing along if you want to. And we're going to be doing verses 1, 3, 5, and 6. And I think that this is a wonderful tie-off to the mini concert earlier because, you know, we get to this place of surrender, and then once we finally surrender, and this choice of song was totally unplanned, by the way, which is, again, the Holy Spirit, once we finally surrender, we're willing to not try and get it all together on ourselves before we just come as we are. This hymn is called Just As I Am. Once we finally surrender, we just come as we are, and we know that it's going to be okay. God is going to make it okay.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love to